USA Radio News.
The numbers are going from bad to worse in the polls for President Joe Biden. A Real Clear Politics average of all the most recent national surveys measuring Biden's standing put the president's approval at 39%. Among other things, these numbers are tied to the aftermath of Afghanistan, the current Ukraine crisis, and lingering COVID-19 mandates. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to play cleanup on Wednesday when asked about $30 million in taxpayer money used to supply smoking kits to addicts, including crack pipes.
They were moved in response to the reporting and the pushback.
They were never part of the kit. It was inaccurate reporting, and we wanted to put out information to make that clear.
However, the original article in the Washington Free Beacon quoted the Department of Health and Human Services, which specifically mentioned crack pipes. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I told you how much my feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the MyPillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see MyPillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's softcover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
The president of France met with his counterparts in Russia and Ukraine separately as tensions continue.
As French President Macron invited his Ukrainian counterpart Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday for diplomatic talks on the country's crisis with Russia, Moscow said there were points of convergence laid out by Macron during his five-hour meeting with Russian President Putin a day earlier. But the Kremlin denies that the two leaders had agreed to de-escalate the tense standoff at the Ukrainian border. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The White House says students and teachers should continue to wear masks to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in schools, even as states lift mask mandates. Several Democratic-run states will lift mandates over the next several weeks. Press Secretary Jen Psaki emphasized flexibility on Wednesday and said the White House is evaluating data. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the buy one, get one free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA.
A pilot program that aims to put illegals under house arrest is receiving pushback.
The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
It's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border. The taxpayers are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment. And unfortunately, it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime, in increased drug addiction, and really destruction in our inner cities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A blockade of the bridge between Canada and Detroit by protesters demanding an end to Canada's COVID-19 restrictions has forced the shutdown of a Ford plant. Canada-bound traffic was halted at the Ambassador Bridge between Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, while U.S.-bound traffic was still moving. Ford says parts shortages forced it to shut down its engine plant in Windsor and to run an assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario, on a reduced schedule. The blockade also disrupted operations at a GM factory near Lansing, Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.